This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Arturo Acevedo. Date of birth, November the 15th, 1963. Case ID number is 594-1036. Date of exam, April the 4th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Alfredo Lopez Jr., dated 10/4/22. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision / glaucoma, coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3 with an ejection fraction of 35%, and diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was on April the 26th, 2022. Where he worked as a provider for 10 years. He also worked in a warehouse for another 10 years. During the time that he worked as a provider, he worked 4 hours per day, 3 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. When he worked in the warehouse, it was a full-time job. He presently lives in a house with his niece and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, decreased vision / glaucoma. Number two, coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3 with an ejection fraction of 35%. And number three, diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. History of allegations. Number one, decreased vision with glaucoma. The claimant states that in 1995, he was diagnosed with glaucoma, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. The claimant has problems with both eyes, and he does wear glasses at this time. He states that his night vision and his peripheral vision is poor. At the present time, he is receiving injections into his left eye for diabetic retinopathy, and states that the injections have not helped his eyesight. Smell and vision was OD. Uncorrected, 20/70, pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant is presently not wearing, did not present with glasses to this office visit. He denies any kind of eye drops being placed in his eyes for glaucoma at this time. His condition appears to be fairly stable, and he is being treated for diabetic retinopathy. Allegation number two, coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3 with an ejection fraction of 35%. The claimant states that in 2017, he presented himself to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, where he was hospitalized for 1.5 weeks, secondary to having a mild myocardial infarction. The claimant went on to have a coronary artery bigraft surgery times 3, and he was evaluated for his condition. He was told that he had an ejection fraction of 35%, which is very poor. He states he did not have chest pain, but just had a tired feeling of his chest located on the left side area, which did not radiate to any other part of his chest area. He states that he had this tiredness feeling for every day. The claimant states when he exerts himself, he feels winded and short of breath, and sometimes has these symptoms even when he's resting. He states he does not feel this when he's eating his food. The claimant was not given any nitroglycerin tablets, but states when he rests and sometimes when he takes antacids, his shortness of breath is relieved. His symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, nausea, and dizziness. He denies any diaphoresis or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, and high cholesterol. He denies any history of smoking. The claimant does have a history of gastritis and pancreatitis. He denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant states he does suffer from shortness of breath and has to sleep with approximately 5 pillows at night. He denies any pedal edema. The claimant was diagnosed with coronary artery bygraft surgery times 3, congestive heart failure with coronary artery disease and a mild myocardial infarction with an ejection fraction of 35%. His physician is Dr. Yarra, Y-A-R-R-A. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1995, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He does have in-organ damage such as retinopathy, of the left eye, nephropathy, and diabetic polyneuropathy of the feet. He also suffers from cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose once a day and states it usually comes out around 200. The lowest that it's ever been is 79 milligrams / DL, and the highest it's ever been is 300 milligrams / DL. He states his last hemoglobin A1C was 7.0, which is well controlled. He is presently taking Basaglar, 38 units, sub-QAM, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, BID, and Jardiance, 25 milligrams, one tablet, QD. His condition appears to be fairly stable. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 60 feet, stand for 10 minutes, climb 3 steps, with the rail, but unable to squat at this time. He states occasionally he can bend down to pick up clothes. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, occasionally button his clothes and lift approximately 3 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room. The claimant does have a cane that he uses at all times, and his family physician is Dr. Alfredo Lopez. At the present time, he's on Motrin, 400 milligrams, Q4 hours, PRN as needed for pain, and gabapentin, 100 milligrams, BID. He states the only physical activity he does is home exercises. His daily activities include sleeping during the day, watching TV, doing light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, but not doing any cooking or laundry at this time. Family history. His father died at the age of 80 from heart disease and congestive heart failure. His mother is 90 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and is presently on dialysis for chronic kidney failure. Medications. Basaglar, 38 units, sub-QAM, metformin, 1,000 milligrams, POBID, Jardiance, 25 milligrams, POQD, Metoprolol, Succinate, 50 milligrams, POQD, aspirin, 81 milligrams, QD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, POQHS, clopidogrel, 75 milligrams, QD, gabapentin, 100 milligrams, POBID, entresto, 49/51, 1 POBID, ranolazine, 1,000 milligrams, BID for his heart, furosemide, 40 milligrams, POQD, chlorcon, 10 milliequivalents, 1 POQD, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams, POQD week, pentaprotosol, 40 milligrams, POQD, ibuprofen, 400 milligrams, Q4 hours, PRN for pain, ondansetron, hydrochloride, 4 milligrams, POTID, PRN for nausea and vomiting, Meclizine, 25 milligrams, TID, PRN for dizziness. Medical problems. Non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, type 2. However, the claimant is using Basaglar at this time. Chronic vertigo, comma, fatigue, comma, acute pancreatitis, comma, acute kidney injury, comma, congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction of 35%, hypercholesterolemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus with the use of insulin at this time, left foot fifth digit amputee, comma, coronary artery bygraft surgery times 3, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, decreased vision with questionable glaucoma, comma, and history of mild myocardial infarction with coronary artery disease. Social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every 2 months. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 185 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a half inches, BP was 112 over 113, second reading was 173 over 92. Heart rate, 82 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. BMI, 31. General. This is a 59-year-old male who appears to be much older than this stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his niece. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-D, the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal. Both retina eyes appear to be blurred with questionable retinal bleeds, which appear to be small. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple missing teeth and poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. And extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant did not present with his glasses. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular after the last sentence? There is a 27-centimeter vertical midline scar of the chest where coronary artery bygraft surgery was performed. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended, and the claimant appeared to have a small hernia in the upper area of his abdomen where it appears to be a incisional hernia. The claimant did come with an abdominal support for his back. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing, but mild cyanosis was noted on both of the lower extremities. The claimant appears to have a few diabetic ulcers and signs of diabetic dermatosis, but no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. There were bilateral scars where vein harvesting was performed for the surgery. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant has multiple lesions of his lower extremity, indicative of poor diabetic control and vascular disease. He also has a small left toe amputation, which was noted. Could you please drop down to neurological exam, the last sentence? Reflexes of patellar and ankle were one place bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady, and did appear to have some muscle spasms and tenderness of all four extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion, motor, and of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, but decreased sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally, which is normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had some difficulty walking at a tandem rate. The claimant does need an assistive device in order to ambulate with. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He does require an assistive device for his balance and for support. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right side and plus 4 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1 plus. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch. Pinprick and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms of the upper and lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control was decreased bilaterally. The claimant had decreased ability to pinch, oppose fingers, and make a full closed fist, especially with the left hand. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of some atrophy of the upper and lower extremities. He is unable to heel and toe walk and has difficulty tandem walking without an assisted cane. There is normal grip strength for the right side but decreased strength for the left side. at plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone or tissue destruction, except for some atrophy that's noted. He is unable to heel and toe walk, but can tandem walk with a cane. There is abnormal grip strength for the left side at plus 4 over 5, but normal for the right side. However, the claimant's ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted for the left side. On examination, the claimant does show muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to congestive heart failure with coronary artery disease and an ejection fraction of 35%. And the claimant appears to have also some diabetic polyneuropathy with decreased vision. Probable diagnoses: decreased vision / glaucoma. Decreased vision was confirmed with physical examination, and the claimant appears to be getting shots into his eyes for diabetic retinopathy. Glaucoma was not confirmed. Number 2, coronary artery bygraft surgery times 3 / ejection fraction of 35%, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is in congestive heart failure and appears to have coronary artery disease with a history of a mild myocardial infarction. His heart function is poor at this time. Number 2, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant also has a history of a acute kidney injury in the past. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name Arturo Acevedo.